Okay, that takes us down to one other one. That's to other business. Mr. Knight?
We had a request on case number 11069 for Marshall Properties LLC. It's located northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway and approximately 220 feet northwest of Melson Road. And being a tax map ID 334, map 6, parcel 86, this request had been for a special use exception to place a billboard. And we received a letter requesting a 18-month time extension. This letter came from Darlene Mathis, administrator with Roger Sign Company Incorporated, and states request for a time extension of 18 months. Gentlemen, this letter is a request a time extension on above reference case 11069. Roger Sign Company Incorporated, representing Marshall Properties LLC, and makes reference to the tax map. Our client needs time extension to allow the completion of another project prior to releasing the capital funds to proceed with this billboard project. Your consideration in this request will be greatly appreciated.
Have a problem with that, do you, Mr. Hudson?
Yeah. Mr. Mills?
Why 18 months, did it say?
No, it just referenced 18 months. Let me see. The project was approved on October 15th, 2012. The findings were signed on November 7th of 2012. Thereby, it would be valid until November 7th, 2013.
Right.
Whether it's 1 year, we give them until November 7th of 2014, and 18 months would give them from that date, because you go by the date of the finding, not the date.
Right. But I guess my question is, I mean, that just, is there a permitting process that's taking so long, or?
No, the only thing the letter makes reference to is the client needs time extension to allow the completion of another project.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Prior to releasing the capital funds to proceed with a billboard project. So that's something else. I don't typically, you would grant 1 year time extension?
Typically.
And they ask for another one if they need more time.
Right.
I mean, very seldom you get time extension. But
this one would take it to May 7th, 2015.
Yeah, it would take them another additional 4 months. It would be like March.
Yeah, give them another 4 months.
But right now a year would be November 7th of 14. If you granted a year, and 18 months would be
May.
Yeah, it would be May.
But May. That's
right. I was thinking of the date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But typically, you go a year.
Right.
And then they ask for another extension.
Then they come in and ask for another.
Yeah, that's what you typically do.
Yeah.
I don't know why they ask for 18 months. It doesn't say. It's not really clear.
That's
standard. We usually go a year, and then do they come back, or 2 years if they did.
Right.
Normally we go a year.
But to be consistent, I would, if you're going to grant an extension, it should be for a year.
We've pretty much
then they can ask
way.
For another one if they need to be.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they should have their ducks in a row before they ever applied.
And they should be maybe more detailed if they have to ask for another one.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. Do I have a motion then for the extension of 1 year?
So moved.
Mr. Mills, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11069, time extension for a period of 1 year.
1 year.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11069 is approved, again, for a 1 year time extension. All right, gentlemen.
And Mr. Chairman, I think the only other business I just wanted to let, if you haven't had a chance to look at the agenda for the next meeting, there is a public workshop we have scheduled with council on fair housing. As kind of a refresher and some updates specific to the board with Fair Housing Act issues, similar to the one that we had back in March with the county council and whatnot. This one will be tailored specific to the board.
They're going to feed us?
It's going to be part of our meeting, so no.
So they're coming
Thank
to our
you.
Meeting.
Thank you.
They're all coming to our meeting.
Yes.
Do we have to give up our seats?
Isn't there
a... I think they're going to do it from here. I'm going to talk to Stephanie Hansen, who's the attorney, to see how she's setting up. If there's going to be PowerPoint or anything like that, I don't know. But I think we're trying to keep it about an hour. as far as the workshop goes.
Planning and zoning.
Mr. Lyke, didn't we have open 11,260 for an affidavit coming from, I believe it was presented by Mr. Attorney Schaub?
Not for this evening. Maybe on the next agenda.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
No, it was supposed to be for this meeting.
I don't know if we got it or not. I don't have any idea.
Yeah, they were supposed to give it to the office, and then they were, Mr. Moore had requested.
Is that what, 11,260?
Yes.
I have to verify.
The employee of the month, I don't doubt her. She said I was right.
He did say we'd provide an affidavit.
Yeah.
Maybe he brought it in, couldn't get it on the agenda.
Okay.
The timeframe required. Maybe, I don't know. I have to look.
I believe Mr. Schaub's had some personal problems. Lost his mother. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe he'll maybe remind him of it. He may have other things on his mind right now.
Okay. Then there's nothing else then. We're open for adjournment.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Have a second that motion?
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned, subject to call. Gentlemen, see October this.